There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Tom Bernard Show with
LA Nick,
Andy Brandt Bernard,
Cassie Schrader.
We will be right back. Catherine will be here as well today. She's just having an eye exam with Dr. David Whiting, one of our sponsors, so that's good. And Alex said she was coming in today, but I don't
really
see her.
Like since
that's what she said.
It's been a long time.
I'd be surprised.
We'll be back. Tom Bernard Show. Michael Bryant, Brad Sean Bryant, what's the latest?
Well, basically, we're trying to represent people who have been hurt, then talk to them before they talk to an adjuster. One of the key points is to make sure you know what your rights are before you start talking to the insurance company, and they start asking you questions or they try to settle your case early and cheap.
Well, what's interesting to me is, you know, a lot of people have fear of attorneys. It makes them very uncomfortable. They get nervous about it. What should I do? I've known Michael for years and years now, and I would highly recommend you. So that should be good enough for everybody, because I don't endorse people who are dirtbags.
Well, I appreciate that. But I guess the key is people think I'll charge them if I talk to them.
Right.
So a lot of people call me up. It's like, how much is this going to cost if you call me back? Like, you want me to call you back? How much will that cost? I don't charge people. The only way I get paid is if we recover, if we get money from the other side. And there's a lot of people I talk to that I never get paid for that are just part of giving them advice to make sure they know what they can do and what their rights are.
And your record's terrific as well, we should point out.
Well, it works. It's been good.
It's been good, ladies and gentlemen.
It's been good.
And how do they contact you?
And either through our website, which is MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com, MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com, or at 800-770-7008.
Michael Bryant, Bradshaw, and Bryant. Walser Automotive continues to grow. They think it's because of their upfront pricing, no haggle or hassle sales experience, and working with one person from start to finish. I think we all know it's because of the loyal podcast listeners. I've said it a million times before. I won't endorse a company that I don't believe in, and Walser's no exception. I've bought several cars from them, as has my family. I know what you're thinking. Tommy got some special deal. Well, the truth is, we paid the Walser best price just like everyone else. Walser will sell about 35,000 cars this year, and you can't do that if your prices aren't great. Do yourself a favor. When it's time to shop for a new or used car, go to Walser.com and give them a shot. You won't be sorry. Walser Automotive Group, Walser.com.
Okay, it's late. It's something else. I don't know this song.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, well, I know the song. I don't know the words.
You know what you should get?
What?
Is some birds.
Just some birds.
Let some birds loose in your house.
I
have a couple of parakeets.
They'll eat the box elder bugs.
You can have.
What?
I have a couple of parakeets you can have.
What are you
looking at me for?
I just want to know how these box elder bugs actually get in the house. Because
we don't know.
There's one room that they're in that those, I went outside on a ladder. Those windows are caulked all the way around. There's not a crack anywhere. But yet they're coming in that window.
I don't get it either.
Are they ghosts? Do they walk through glass?
I've been cleaning them up at our house for a week now, inside the house, and I don't know how the hell they get in.
I'll tell you what, though, it made a huge difference for anybody that has box elder bugs problems. I know spray Dawn all over your house with water works pretty good, but I dropped my thermostat down just, I had it on 70, and I dropped it down to 67 for a couple days, and it made a huge difference.
Right.
It really did. They stopped clanging all the glass and all. They went somewhere else.
Good. To go somewhere else.
So if you drop your thermostat a couple degrees, it actually worked.
Hit the road, Jack.
I was shocked that it worked, but it did.
Mom can't handle it.
Mom can't handle
it. She has to have the house at 95 degrees all
the
time.
No, that's not Mom.
That's Tom.
She's cold all the time, too.
She seriously, in the summertime, it's at like 75 degrees. In the wintertime, it's... About 65 degrees.
Oh.
Oh, she's.
I like it a little cooler sleeping. I seen this, when I turned I didn't realize it until I turned the thermostat down for the get rid of the box elder bugs on the windows. I start sleeping better when it's colder.
Oh yeah.
Well, I sleep good when it's cold.
You damn right, we're true Minnesotans. That's
I think it preserves us while we sleep.
I've been still riding motorcycles every day.
It says I just got a message. It says box elder bugs can shrink down to the depth of a piece of paper.
Well, they're already pretty thin.
They're hard to kill because they're so thin.
Yeah, they are. It's true. But I just shoot them with a 357 Magnum. It's phenomenal.
Your house must look great.
It looks really nice at this point.
Holes everywhere.
It looks really good at this point.
Yeah, I just wonder where they come from because I don't have box elder trees.
We don't either.
Ooh, there's that many of them in the box elder trees that are 10 miles away from your house. And you're pretty close to the city, so I'm surprised.
I know.
They're that close to the city.
I can't believe it either. They are everywhere this year.
Are they mixed with those little beetles, the ladybugs, beetles? Look like ladybugs, but they're not.
Oh, the Japanese beetles?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because they've been hanging out with those.
Yeah.
They joined gangs.
They got mixed marriages?
Yeah, their gangs have joined up.
Yeah, there you go.
They're interbreeding. Did you hear about the ones with the STDs?
Box elder bugs with STDs?
No, the Japanese beetles with STDs.
What?
Yeah, Google. Japanese beetles with STDs.
That's just wonderful.
They're hitting Europe right now.
So they pass STDs on to humans.
I don't know that, but I know they have STDs.
Good, thank God.
I'm not saying they don't. I'm saying they might. I just seen a story about it.
That's ladybugs, actually.
Ladybugs, yes.
They have STDs.
Yes.
Yes, they do.
To know.
They have STDs.
Not human STDs.
Their own STDs.
Yeah, they have their own. Yeah. It's like something like 80% of koalas have chlamydia.
Ew.
It's true.
What the hell kind of show is this? That's what I'd like to know.
They look so cute, but they're not.
Good God. It's unbelievable.
So we're not the only dirty, filthy creatures on Earth?
Apparently
not. No, we are not. Not at all. Yeah, I was going to say the only people I ever knew with STDs were high school people.
Elderly.
Oh, that's right.
STDs
that's right.
Is up for elderly people right now.
I heard that. They're all at the villages banging.
No, it is. It's really up.
Yeah, I know.
Like record numbers.
I know. It's because they're all playing hide the banana in all the retirement homes. Well, that's what they're saying the cause of it is.
I can't even imagine.
Say, listen, Louise.
They say, men are a big commodity in those groups because there's so many women that outlive their husbands.
That's true.
So you get one good-looking older guy, you got
to... And I suppose, older guys...
Take care of business.
Older guys, with junk doesn't work half the time, so that if you're does, then you're in good shape.
And they got stuff for that now.
They do.
They
got a lot of stuff for that.
What is it? Somebody told me Viagra is no longer a prescription drug.
I doubt it.
I know that Hims4Hims.com sells it now.
You have to get like blood work and done and stuff.
Blood work?
Yeah,
because
high blood pressure and stuff.
Just get it.
Yeah, it's an antihypertensive drug. So if you took it and you already had low blood pressure, you would die. So I
sweet release of death.
Yeah, it's prescription only.
For Hims.com can send it to you.
If you give them your prescription, yeah.
It says non-prescription.
Maybe they have a non-prescription dose. I don't know.
Well, yeah, then it's
probably not
I don't know
Viagra.
I have no clue what it is.
I try not to do any drugs like that because they all cause side effects.
They do.
Damage.
Yeah. They do.
I take Prilosec for heartburn.
That's terrible for you.
I know everybody says that's
terrible for you.
But I asked my doctor, who I trust very well, and she told me, she goes, the time that Prilosec causes you any damage, you'll be dead of something else.
But you said she. She's a woman. She's probably trying to ruin your junk.
No.
Yeah. Typical woman.
She's a great doctor. Young.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's the ticket.
Yeah,
it's,
Hims
it's hard
requires,
to find a good doctor that you
Hims,
like.
Hims requires a prescription.
Well, they said it's non-prescription on their website, somebody told me.
I don't think so.
The hell
somebody lied to you.
Somebody lied to me again. So all I ever do is lie to me. Aren't there other things that work for that that are just natural? There's got to be something. Or is there nothing that works that well natural?
Not
you don't
really.
Take a nap early afternoon and wake up.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That works for me.
That'll work like a charm.
I take a nap around 1 p.m. and wake up about 2:33. It works perfect.
Yeah, that's great. I'm still working. That's great. Good for you. I'm happy for you. I did not win $1.6 billion.
God, wouldn't that be nice?
And I still think it sucks, the fact that you win $1.6 billion, you take the one-time payment, and then pay taxes, you end up with $477,000.
Thousand?
Uh-huh.
Million.
$477 million.
$477 million, yeah.
That's still a lot of money.
It's still...
$500 million is a good chunky change.
That's many generations of not working.
They get to keep $1 billion? It's not
fair.
Yes,
they do.
That's horrible.
Well, it's their money, the state's money in the first place.
No, it's not. All the money comes from the people who buy the tickets.
Yeah, that's true.
Somebody won, though, right? Somebody did win.
Somebody in South Carolina won.
Yeah.
But South Carolina is one of those states you do not have to release your identity.
Right, yeah.
So we'll never know who
won. Yeah, they won.
If they're smart,
they
won.
Maybe it
was
my uncle.
Ah, see?
I should give him a call.
Where's Cassie? Oh, she just bought a castle.
Yeah, because if you tell them who you are, you'll get sued.
Oh, there's no doubt about
it. Somebody will say you did something to them. Mm-hmm. Second anyone knows you have a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
they're suing you for something.
Oh, what are you looking at me for?
Well, I think it should be in all states where it can be private.
Honest to God, I'm going to get Perry Mason on the
retainer. Minnesota, you have to say who you have to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, you do. You have
I
to
think
say
it
who
should
you
be
are.
Private.
I do too. I mean, for your own safety.
I wouldn't want publicly everybody knowing I have mm-hmm. $500 million.
I would instantly leave.
Oh yeah, I would change my identity immediately. Yeah.
I would instantly leave the country.
Where'd you go? Italy.
Yeah, or I would go to in the middle of Montana.
Go to, like, Greece, where you could probably buy half the country for $500 million.
Don't say that in front of Kostaki. You get very upset.
Well,
you can buy a lot.
Kind of undeniable.
Or go to Poland.
Oh, yeah.
Or Croatia.
A country that's, like, poor, but not crime-ridden
Poland's
and horrible.
Poland's awesome, yeah. man. Poland would be the place to go. It's, like, 6 or 9 crowns to the dollar,
yeah,
and there's no crime, and they have closed borders, so there's not a bunch of people there asking you for money.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of Bilskis there, so I can't do it.
For $500 million, you
could a lot of beautiful women in
buy
Poland,
about absolutely. 1/500th of the country of Greece.
1/500th of the entire country?
But it's Greece, though.
Joe from Louisville says go to Singapore if you have a lot of money.
Yeah, I can't do that.
You'd be standing out, though, if you go there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I can't do those countries. You'd end up dead.
Probably.
Yeah, you'd end up dead.
Well, it's not Yakuza, that's Japan, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's the hoodlums in Singapore called again? I can't remember.
Hoodlums?
But mafia? You would definitely end up dead in Singapore.
That's what I hear, yeah.
You would end up dead.
There's a lot of people there. Take advantage of the system, apparently. I don't know.
I'd probably go to the Fiji Islands.
You would disappear in Singapore. Any of those countries, you would disappear.
Like yeah.
If they knew you had millions and millions of dollars.
Probably true. We'd never see you again.
Let's see.
Yeah, probably
so,
true.
1/500th of Greece is about 100 square miles.
He's not letting that go.
So,
you know, he's not letting it go
you
at
just
all.
Just buy 100 square miles of the country of Greece.
He's just waiting to get your inheritance so you can go buy 100 square miles of Greece.
Believe me, he's already getting it on a yearly basis.
$500 million?
That's smart. It's
probably
to pay
not.
Taxes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly,
Tried to explain that to my children. I said, I'm going to give it to you
smart.
While I'm still alive.
Smart. Mm-hmm. That way you don't have to pay taxes on it.
And then when I die, they'll just go tits up and everything will be fine.
The amount of money...
Nobody has to fight over anything.
No, the amount of money people give Minnesota is more than enough, considering we are the least tax-friendly state in the entire union.
United States.
We are.
We are.
And yet somehow we always need more money. Very strange.
Come on. We need to help people who won't get off their ass.
It's true.
Look, we do help people who need our help, but we also help people who have no business taking money from the state.
And now it's generational.
Oh, God. 3 generations or 4 generations are talking.
Of no working.
Oh, God.
Able-bodied people.
See, I can't really complain about that because I'm in radio. It's not really work. So, you know, it's one of those deals.
Yeah, but to do what you did is hard to do.
I will tell you this, though. The one thing about being in radio, it is one of the most stressful things on earth because you have all these mixes of people, whether it be management or sales or on-air or programming. There are all these different kinds of people. And every one of them thinks they know more about radio than the other person.
Well, it's a numbers it's just, game, and they want
is,
to see
yeah.
numbers.
And the numbers aren't accurate anymore.
Not anymore. No numbers are accurate.
No, television
anymore.
Numbers are way off.
I don't know how these studios are staying in business.
I don't either.
Because
no,
they have
right.
to be dying. Because no, who watches TV?
Nobody.
I mean, a couple old people.
I try. I just don't have time.
Well, yeah. Plus the fact you tune it in is like...
It's terrible.
We watched Manifest. The first two episodes were good, and then after that, just hit the wall.
A lot of shows are like that.
A Million Little Things has become a soap opera. It's like, it's not good.
It's not good.
They start off fine, but then they just hit the wall.
You know what's interesting?
It's too bad.
We're talking about state spending. I looked up the welfare spending.
If you bring up Greece again, you have to leave.
Per capita for each state. And naturally, Minnesota's on the higher end.
Yeah.
But New York spends 3 times per capita what Texas does in welfare spending.
Of course they do.
And yet Texas...
Sanctuary city all the way that lets everybody in.
Well, yeah, they say that it's like, you know... Minorities can't catch a break, but Texas is like 35% Hispanic, and yet they don't need welfare.
Do you know that minority, if you're a minority in this country right now, you could go to college completely free if you want to.
Oh, yeah.
You can get everything pretty much for free if you want to.
I heard that from Megyn Kelly.
It's true.
Did you hear what she said?
I did.
It's like, Megan, what the hell are you doing? Although, she didn't mean anywhere near what they're accusing her of.
She said it. The wrong wording.
Yeah, she did. But she didn't mean to go after black people or think it's funny that you're trying to look like a black person. Look, I'm not a huge fan of Megyn Kelly's. I think she's a massive pain in the ass. But Megyn Kelly apologized to her colleagues yesterday for the comments she made about blackface during a Megyn Kelly Today segment on Halloween costumes. On Wednesday, she apologized to everybody else. Alex did show up.
Look at that.
First time back on the show in about 4 years.
I was lost.
You were lost?
Oh, yeah. You've never been here, have you?
I have.
Oh, you have?
I just forgot what floor.
Unbelievable. Alex back in studio after, what, 2.5 years?
Four months.
Not it's 4 months. You've been gone for 2.5 years at the least.
I love this. I load up a news website. It tells me to disable my ad blocker. Meanwhile, my ad blocker is reporting 35 blocked ads. Yep, I'll just disable that for you.
Let's disable this.
Oh, I forgot to tell you this.
God, it's horrible.
I got my Galaxy phone. I updated it, and yesterday, Samsung sends me an alert saying that Facebook just accessed your microphone.
And then
it gives you settings options. So I hit settings. And then you can turn them off. So I turned them all off. But it actually warned me that Facebook's on my microphone right now.
Wow. Facebook and all of them have no business to it. Did you hear that Google will control all of the world's information
It's kind of scary.
Within the next couple of years?
It's kind of scary.
Because now they're in bed with China.
Yeah, Google's got a lot. Well, that's kind of a big conflict of interest. They're actually doing a lot of security and military stuff for China. And they ours.
I know.
They do all our military stuff, so now they're going to know the whole world's secrets.
We shall be right back. Alex Rasmussen joins the crew again.
Here I am.
We'll be right back. Tom Bernard Show.
Tom Bernard here with the founder and CEO of North American Banking Company, Michael Bilski, who's here to talk about a great service and an app that you can get and use from North American Banking Company called XCheck.
Tom, it's a payment app we developed. We wanted a simple application that was safe and secure, easy to use, and a way in which you could pay the kid who cuts your grass, shovels your snow, way you could split a dinner check without having to exchange cash, without having to write a check. The app processes the payment, puts it right into the receiver's account, literally the same day. It's free to our customers. It's safe, secure, and easy to use.
This is Tom. Why not bank with my banker, North American Banking Company, celebrating 20 years of providing a better banking experience. Check out nabankco.com/KQ for more about XCheck. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Mike is a disaster. Now, wait a minute. You better cut out there.
Tommy.
Tom Bernard here for Whiting Clinic LASIK and Cataract. Whiting Clinic has changed their name to include their two specialties, LASIK and cataract surgery. Whiting Clinic is best known for their amazing LASIK results and ability to enhance thousands of lives by restoring vision to clarity without the need for glasses or contacts. You've heard me rave about them for years. You know that. But did you know they're also experts in cataract surgery? Yes, indeed. And I'm a perfect example of their good work. You know what I'm saying. I see so clearly now.
When my clear LASIK vision started to fade due to cataracts, Whiting Clinic took care of me again and have the most advanced lens technology so I can see far, away, and up close without wearing any glasses. If you're over 60 and have noticed your vision starting to fade, call the experts at Whiting Clinic LASIK and Cataract. To learn more about your options for cataract surgery and clearer vision, visit WhitingClinic.com or call 855-554-2020. That's 855-554-2020. And please tell them Tom sent you.
This is the sad music we're playing because none of us won the lottery.
Nope.
I know. It's a shame.
Well, there's the Powerball.
What?
The Powerball still.
That's
right.
What, tomorrow?
I don't know.
Is Powerball tomorrow or is that Friday? I can never remember.
Because it was Mega Millions yesterday, right?
I want to say
I think
like
it is today, yeah.
Wednesday. Powerball is Wednesday. 4 days ago.
And then again, it's Wednesdays and...
I thought it was Wednesdays.
Wednesdays and Saturdays? Isn't that what it is?
So it might be tonight.
I don't know what the hell.
The Mega Millions was yesterday.
There's so, many of them now, it's like...
Did anybody win the Mega Millions last
yes.
night?
Somebody South Carolina.
South Carolina.
A little pump and stop.
But
pump and go store.
In a town no one's ever heard of.
Yes.
But Cassie just pointed out there are, what, 7 tickets out there that have won $10,000?
Yeah,
that people threw away.
Well, no, in the state of Minnesota, it says don't throw your tickets away yet. 7 tickets sold in Minnesota match 4 out of the first 5 numbers of the Mega Ball, which is a $10,000 prize.
I tell you what, I got 5 out of 6 one time.
Ooh. Did you?
Yep. And
isn't that worth like $100,000?
No, it was almost, I'd rather not even have won it. I got a lousy $1,000 because like 50 people,
really?
50 people
oh,
got
yeah.
5 out of 6.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Powerball is tonight for $620
yeah,
million.
Dollars. Wednesdays. Oh, okay. I have one. I bought one yesterday.
Dan and I have one.
Turtle Dove will be buying them on Jack Pocket. It'll be unbelievable. It'll be amazing.
So somebody actually goes and buys, when you buy one on that app, somebody
you
runs to a
the
store.
App. They go to a store and get them for you.
And I didn't know this because I've never bought a lottery ticket late in the last 20 years, so I guess I forgot or they didn't do it a ton. But when I went yesterday, they only take cash.
Yes, that's correct.
You
oh,
cannot
really?
Charge well, you it. Cannot put it on your EBT card, I mean your credit card or your...
EBT
yeah.
card.
What's it, wow. debit card?
Stamps.
Debit.
That's EBT.
Can't put it on your debit
or
card.
Or even debit card.
Yeah, you
yeah.
can't put it on your debit card or your credit card.
You can if through Jackpocket.
You can?
Yeah.
Yeah, they said, oh, you have to have cash on. I'm like, okay.
Because yeah, they pay cash for it, then they charge your credit card.
So they charge you more than the ticket
I
cost?
I don't know.
They have to.
As soon as Turtle Dove gets here, as soon as the pirate gets here
is she
with
coming
an eye patch,
after her eye exam?
She said she'd be here by now, and I said, there is no way you're going to be here by 20
she's
after 12.
Be here at all.
What time was her? What time was
11:45.
Yeah.
It's like, there's no way you're going to
no.
make it
what?
In today.
She's not coming.
Yeah. An eye exam's at least an hour.
And it could be her identical twin that's stuck in her eye.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's half of her head.
Yeah.
Whenever I see somebody won $1.6 billion and then they took the 900 and whatever it is, pay $877 million payout, they pay their taxes, they end up with $477 million. So another billion goes to the government that didn't do anything to earn it. But other than that, don't worry about it. I think of the episode where Jackie Gleason, Ralph Cramden, thought he inherited a fortune. Did you ever see that episode?
I think I've seen every one of them. But I'm trying to remember that one.
Have you seen that one?
Which one?
When Ralph Cramden is told that he inherited a fortune.
Oh, when he called his boss and told him he quit?
Yep. I just called to say that you are a bum. That's what he said to his boss. Turned out that fortune was a parrot. Oh, you inherited my fortune. The parrot.
That was an awesome show.
Best show in the history of television.
Yeah, and it has zero funding for a set. Like,
yeah.
There's no set. It's one room.
Yeah.
And you can watch it all day.
It's fantastic.
Who did this?
Andy.
What?
It's on backwards, and now it's stuck.
Andy, what the hell?
Yeah,
okay,
Andy.
Well,
can you handle it or
I have
not?
To get a new one.
Okay, Andy, you probably better fix that.
I've drawn it's backwards.
Fine. It's not fine. It won't work.
Don't worry about it.
It's super Uh-oh. Stuck.
Super stuck. We're working on, oh, he's got it out. He's got it coming out.
I saw something that was like, if you find out that you win the lottery, call everyone you know and ask them to borrow $500 before they find out that you won the lottery.
Oh,
and
God, yes.
Everybody that said no to lending you money, just like, don't talk to them ever again.
I'm here to tell you from a lifetime of it, investing with friends, trusting friends, lending money to friends is a horrible idea.
You know, I'll totally agree. My grandfather didn't teach me a lot, but there's one thing that he did teach me. He went to the same bar every day for 25 years and sat with this guy named Joe. And his name, my grandfather's name was Joe too. And every day, the other guy's name was Joe. He was a black guy, and my grandfather's white Italian from Philadelphia.
Well, it's not really white.
They sat there every day for 25 years and drank together. Every day.
Every day.
7 days a week.
Okay.
And one day, 25 years in, this guy asked, he goes, "Hey, Joe," to my grandfather, "they think you could spot me a 10 spot." And my grandfather said, "Yeah, here." And that guy never, ever came back to that bar because he never had that 10 bucks to pay him back. So my grandfather said, "I lost one of my best friends over $10.
$10.
Oh, my God.
And he didn't know where the guy lived or anything. He only knew him from that bar. But they drank together every day.
Oh, my God.
My favorite
story. So for $10, you lost a friend.
My favorite story, and I won't identify who it is, but I know someone. A friend asked to borrow a lot of money, like $60,000 or something, right? He lent him the money, $60,000. He said he'd pay him back in about a month. 2 years later, they're sitting down to have dinner, and the guy starts bitching at the guy who lent him the money.
Oh, yeah, you've told me this story. Yeah,
you're not the greatest guy in the world. You're kind of chintzy, and I just, you know, just not that great a guy. Well, how about the fact that I lent you $60,000 you never paid back? And he goes, "Yeah, I'll leave it up to you to bring that up." What?
I would give somebody money for it, lend it to them.
Yeah, give it to them.
That's what I always hear. Never lend, just give.
Just give it to them because you're going to get it back anyway.
You don't owe me nothing because that's too much stress to deal with.
Also, I've learned don't count on the U.S. Attorney's Office to do a damn thing for you because they don't do it unless there's something in it for them.
Oh, that goes without saying.
Isn't it just terrible?
That goes without saying.
But they tax you. Why don't you get representation like everybody else?
Don't.
It sucks. I mean, it's a terrible system, you lazy bastards.
It's the same with all of them agencies.
It is. No, you're absolutely right. It is. There's no question about it. In any case, so I didn't win the lottery, except for the marriage department. But...
Oh, my God.
Sucking up.
She's not even here, and I'm sucking up.
Sucking up.
I don't think I would want $1.5 billion.
Wait, give it to me.
What would you do?
Too much money.
What would you do if you won $1.5
I don't even know what you do with
that.
I would give everybody that I cared about and liked a couple of million bucks. And then I would just...
I'd give them a lot of it away.
I'd give half of it away.
No.
And then I would just probably travel.
Leaning on your heritage, I would take several million of it and have about 3-4 people killed. That'd be good. Nick just starts laughing.
Well, I know some people that'll do it for you.
Yeah, I know you do.
I'd pay off all of my debt.
You don't have any debt.
Well, like, not debt, but like loans.
Well, that's technically debt, yeah.
Well, it's technically debt. But
yeah, mortgages are debt.
Yeah. Well, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
I would, yeah, just pay off my car and my house.
Maybe I'd go in debt.
Maybe.
Debt free American.
I'd do weird stuff.
The like, real channel.
You can play around with anything because you have
exactly.
all the money in the world.
I was actually just talking to Melissa about if I had unlimited money, what I would do is I would just buy a bunch of cargo planes and fill them with a mix of mulch and like vegetable seeds and just carpet the entire city and then turn the entire city into like vegetables.
That's really nice.
And see what people say.
That's really nice.
Somebody would sue you for that.
Yeah, you would be.
Oh God, yes.
Sued big time.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's
I've never
breaking.
Heard anybody
you don't want cucumbers
anybody?
And lettuce all over the place?
Tons of laws.
Free food.
It's like dump a bunch of turkeys, see if they can fly.
God.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly, throwing them out of a helicopter.
That was a great episode.
That was a great show, too. Andy and I watched WKRP in Florida a couple years ago. Fantastic show.
Yeah.
It was very, very,
very funny.
Funny
show.
Remember when he thought the heroin was foot powder? Foot. Hey, you know, that's not foot powder, it's heroin. He goes, "Oh, my God, I've got a monkey on my foot."
They were just such great. The casting of that show was so good.
The characters
were just brilliant characters.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
There's no more character-based shows.
No, they're terrible. Television's really bad.
It's bad.
It's terrible.
They have a couple shows that I like.
There are a couple. I like Blue Bloods. Actually, they're cop shows. I like cop shows.
Of course you like cop shows.
I like them. You don't like cop shows?
I can't think of any cop shows that I used to watch. Bones and Castle, kind of cop shows.
How about? Did you ever watch Chicago PD?
Mm-mm.
How about Blue Bloods?
Nope.
How about...
Anything? The only shows I ever watch now are Superstore, The Good Place, Will and Grace. And then I watched The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah.
Well, I was on maternity leave. That's really good.
Highly overrated.
I love it.
I thought the first few episodes were good. After that, it got really annoying.
Well, and now...
She's not funny.
It's two seasons in now.
I know.
I think she's funny.
She goes on stage. I haven't laughed at one thing she said on stage.
I can't find that many people that are funny anymore.
Oh, God,
no. I think she's funny.
You know, we're talking about this, and I got to talk to Kat.
There's a lot of stand-up comics that are funny, but not people on TV.
Superstore, I laugh harder than a lot of shows that I've ever
I got to talk to Cassie about this because we're starting to weed out comedians coming into the morning show.
They're not funny.
They're just not funny because they're not allowed to be funny anymore.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh my God, I'm offended. Shut up.
I don't get it because I go to the comedy store and there's so like Bobby Lee that used to be on Mad TV. He's one of the best stand up comics there is.
Good.
He is his act right now though is just hilarious.
Is it?
But yet he can't get on a sitcom.
I know.
They booked him a couple times and then had his own show and drop it and never air it because it's not politically correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, you're sitting there talking to comedians back in the days and they would just start lighting it up and you'd laugh and everything. Now they're just so afraid to say anything.
Anything.
It's just boring.
Somebody will cell phone it, put it on and say they're racist or they're sexist or something.
Literally, if I don't know the comedian, I'm not having them on anymore. I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah, it's not that it's just hard not to find funny anymore.
And of course, I'll be in Vegas when Dana Gould's at Acme, which pisses me off to no end.
What?
I love Dana Gould.
Yeah.
Are you going to Vegas?
Yeah, Sage would die.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah, he probably would not care for Vegas too much.
No, he would. If I left him home, he would just combust.
Oh, how about Fawny yesterday falling apart at the seams?
She was falling apart.
Mama!
Yes. She falls apart every day.
We were together in Sedona for
Phenomenal.
5 straight days, and then before that we'd been together for a few days. And so I went to a charity thing with my mom last night, and Fun lost it when I left the house. She, like, ran out into the garage as I was leaving and was, like, laying on her shoes, crying.
Disorder.
She's not usually that bad, but since we'd been together, like, she usually is like, bye, mama, like, see you, mommy comes back. I'm like, yep. And then last night it was just really bad because we'd been together for so long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was not happy.
We have what I believe is Joe from Louisville on the phone.
Joe from Louisville.
Joe Blue Oval.
Hey, Joe Blue Oval, how are you?
Joe.
Well, he does work for Ford.
I worked for Ford. It's called the Blue Oval.
No, it is the Blue Oval. There you go. I like it.
That's your logo.
What's happening, homie?
I was calling to talk about the lottery a little bit.
Did you win?
I wish. I can play the lottery online on my computer without using the Jackpocket app, and it'll take my debit card.
See?
And nobody else is involved.
Oh, that's pretty interesting. I'm going to have to find out about all... Except Jackpocket's an advertiser on the morning show, so I don't think I'll just...
Oh.
Yeah, I'll probably.
I thought gambling was illegal on with a credit card.
I don't know.
Credit maybe, but debit probably not.
Yeah, credit card. I think it's illegal because casinos won't take a credit card either.
No,
well,
of course not.
Look, first of all, Joe, you know this because you read enough stories. If you're gonna go gamble, you should steal all the money from your employer and then go lose it all at the casino. Another one got popped. Where was that? Down in like Hutchinson or something. Woman stole like
Southern Minnesota, I think.
It was
$540,000.
$540,000 from a hardware store she stole.
God, it must have been a hell of a hardware store.
Over like 12 years or something like that, Joe?
12, 14 years?
Yeah, it's about that.
Somebody just stole a bunch of money from like the kids' baseball league or something.
Oh, yeah, what? I saw that too.
Yeah.
Money drives people insane. It's just, good God, first of all, no matter what you think is enough money, I guarantee you it's not enough money.
It's not enough money.
Sit down and watch Reels TV someday. They have shows on there called Broke and Famous, or Famous and Broke, whatever it is.
It's endless.
It's a Tony Braxton. 50 Cent was on there today.
Endless.
He fired. He filed Chapter 11.
But look at MC Hammer, $90 million.
$90 million, pissed it all away.
And he actually legitimately is broke.
Yeah, he is.
50
broke,
Cent's
yeah.
actually is not. He didn't have to pay taxes. But he's got a lot of money.
You can't file bankruptcy against taxes.
Well, he filed bankruptcy, so he got out of some.
Oh, because he had child support and all that.
Yeah,
I know.
So he still has a lot of money.
That's good. File bankruptcy so you can cheat your own children out of money.
What but MC Hammer literally lost $90 million.
Yeah, he did. He was very generous, as they say. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
We will be back with Amber.
With Amber? Amber's going to be ready to go. So, Joe, behave.
I'll talk to y'all later.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Right back, Tom Bernard.
Tom Bernard here to tell you, Priority Courier Experts has immediate openings for drivers looking for more. Priority drivers are independent contractors who set their own hours, start from their own driveways, and deliver local on-call parcels and freight, which means you're home for dinner every night, and you get paid weekly. Right now, Priority's driver-friendly lease-to-own program has brand-new dock trucks, flatbeds, curtain sides, and tractor trailers just waiting to be driven home. And Priority's also offering a $4,000 sign-on bonus to qualified drivers. So if you've got the skills, we can get you qualified to start driving a brand new truck in as little as 3 days. Calling all drivers, come get the $4,000 sign-on bonus you deserve for all the knowledge and experience you bring to the delivery business. Call our fleet reps right now at 651-748-4477 or visit them online at priority.com. Priority Courier Experts. Every time you call us, we deliver. Tom here for Saber Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Right now, Saber and Bryant are teaming up to offer 0% financing for 36 months when you buy a new Bryant furnace. This is the perfect time to replace your old furnace with a new trouble-free, energy-efficient furnace from Saber. And when you buy Bryant equipment, you're getting one of the most trusted names in the industry. This 0% offer is available for a limited time. Call Saber Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning to find out more, and please tell them that Tom sent you. Saber and Bryant, whatever it takes.
Do, 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 do.
Mm-hmm.
I can just see all the guys out naked except for having a sock over their junk. Remember they walked out on stage?
I do.
Just very, very odd.
I wasn't a fan of that band at that time.
Yeah, I'm not. I've never been a fan of that band either.
I was a fan of the first album.
It's not one of those singers that can't sing.
First album was all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, as they say. Amber, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing just fine. We're very upset because none of us won the lottery, Amber, and it's just tearing us apart. $1.6 billion out the window. What are you going to do?
I haven't checked. Did anybody win it?
Yes, somebody in South Carolina. But they don't have to report who they are in South Carolina, so we'll never know who won it.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing. $1.6 billion. They'll walk away with $477
million. Wow. Okie dokie.
Well, you know, when accused sells $477 million with, then we'll be calling you going, hey, Amber, can I have a loan? We'll be doing that. Amber Hunt.
Yeah, this is my fifth. Yeah.
Is your fifth book?
Yeah. They don't pay well, so.
Well, thank you, Amber. That's great news. I guess I won't be writing any books.
The book world's tough. Yeah. Tough world.
Yeah, it used to be a great business back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day, kids don't read anymore.
I talked to James Patterson about once a month, and he's done okay. No doubt about that.
Yes, I'm sure he has.
But he gives away a lot of his money, which I really admire. When Elizabeth, is it Andes? Do you pronounce your last name Andes?
Andes.
Okay. When Elizabeth Andes was found bound, stabbed, and strangled in her Ohio apartment in 1978, police and prosecutors decided within hours it was an open and shut case. Within days, Bob Young, a 23-year-old football player who'd found his college sweetheart's lifeless body on their bedroom floor, was charged with her murder. I don't want to say any more, Amber. I want you to tell us the story because this is unbelievable that this happened.
Well, it's these kinds of, like, how this unfolded isn't actually all that unusual, which is one of the reasons the story is so important, because we think it sheds, you know, light on how police can get tunnel vision. So what happened here is Bob walked in, found his girlfriend, and then was immediately interrogated. And 15 hours later, as in he had been interrogated those entire 15 hours, he finally confessed. And so they, of course, arrested him and charged him, and it went to trial. And the juries in 1978 didn't really have much exposure to the concept of false confessions. But the jury still didn't believe that it was an accurate confession, so they acquitted him. And instead of police and prosecutors saying, oh, maybe we should look at somebody else then, they said, well, we had the right guy, the jury got it wrong, the case is closed.
Oh, God.
And so my partner, Amanda Rossman, and I started re-examining the case, and we found, you know, some pretty viable alternate people who should have been looked at much more closely.
And we can't talk about that, because I don't want to give away your book and what comes of it all, but the guy, Bob Young, confessed, and they didn't believe him. He was, weren't there two separate juries that acquitted him?
Yeah, well, the first was criminal, the second is civil, so the wording there is found him not liable. But what's interesting about that is that the civil is a much lower threshold, so that they couldn't even find him responsible for a death says something. They really did not believe this confession. Lucky for Bob, he was just kind of making stuff up because he wanted the interrogation to end, and a lot of what he said did not line up with reality. It didn't match the crime scene.
Wait a minute. He confessed to a murder to get out of being interrogated?
It sounds crazy, but the fact is that we know now that once you have an interrogation that goes 3 hours or longer, the likelihood of a false confession creeps up higher and higher and higher. People get broken down, they're exhausted, and so you can say, oh, well, I would never do that, but the fact is you really don't know until you're in that position. I mean, this guy hadn't eaten. He found her body at 9:30 at night and didn't confess until 1 the next day, and a lot of what he was saying was twisted. So the interrogator would say, okay, if you had shown up and she were alive, what would you have done? Oh, well, I would have kissed her. And in the report that became, I walked in and kissed her.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you don't say a word.
You don't say a word. Yeah, it's probably not a bad idea.
Ask for an attorney. Ask for Michael Bryant.
Yeah.
We're going to ask Michael Bryant what he thinks. That's exactly right. It's just Beth's case went cold. Nearly four decades later, two Cincinnati reporters reexamined the murder, discovered that law enforcement ignored leads that might have uncovered who really killed Beth Andes. It wasn't that there weren't other people to look at. There were plenty, but no one bothered. This is what we were just talking about, Amber, before you came on in the first couple of segments. There are branches of our justice system that are just incredibly lazy. I mean, and it's all about laziness, isn't it, Amber?
Well, I mean, they're very hardworking people in law enforcement.
Some of them, yeah.
Quick to say that.
Yeah, some of them are.
My best sources, absolutely. But it's so dangerous when they're not that, you know, you have to be concerned about that. But I don't know. I don't think it's just laziness. I also think it's ego. Because a cop walk into a scene and say, oh, I know what happened here. I've seen this before. The boyfriend did it. Of course the boyfriend did it. And once you have decided that and said it out loud, your ego is attached to it being true. And so if it ends up that evidence is pointing elsewhere, you've got blinders on. You're not looking down those other paths. You're just looking for stuff that supports your viewpoint.
Amber, I have a great story for you. This is a true story, but I can't say which jurisdiction this was, which even state it took place. But it was amazing because I knew a couple of the guys that were in the room. The police get a call. There's been a murder in a neighborhood. And they go over. and they find, somebody's been murdered. They call the sergeant to come over. Sergeant shows up. He walks in. He goes, what are all these people doing in here? He goes, well, they're the relatives of the guy who's been shot. He goes, y'all have to get the hell out. You get out of the room. We have to do an investigation. And he looks over, and there's a guy sitting on the couch staring at him with his mouth hanging open. And the sergeant goes, are you deaf? I said, you got to get lost. He goes, one of the cops goes, Sarge, that's the guy who got murdered. The bullet went in through his mouth. And he looked back at him and said, Amber, he said literally, okay, then you can stay.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that terrible? It's funny. Yeah. Well, the guy was dead anyway. What are you going to do? It makes me very...
Yeah, I don't have a name. I don't have a face. I can laugh.
Yeah, there you go.
Once I know their name, I'm usually not able to laugh
anymore. No, and I have no idea who the man was either, but it's just the guy staring at you with his mouth open. He realized the bullet went in his mouth and out the back of his head.
Oh, you know, in today's climate, today's world, a lot of the cops do all the work, but then the prosecutors won't prosecute.
Exactly.
Because they want to cook the books on crime and keep the crime rate down.
You're right.
And even there's actually, I was surprised the Star Tribune did a story here in Minnesota. They said that Hennepin County, they're not prosecuting even people who confess to rape.
Oh, I know.
They're not prosecuting them.
I just don't understand. Is that a laziness thing, or is
no,
it they want to cook
the
books?
It's to cook the books.
God, it's so
if nobody is prosecuted, there is no crime rate.
Well, that's true.
Well, you know what happens?
In this situation, they were able to say that Beth's case was closed because even though they didn't get their conviction, they believed that they knew who did it, and they arrested him, and therefore it was closed. And that's just another way to juke the stats, too.
Yep.
I suppose that is true. I don't understand how you can go to sleep at night knowing that somebody raped someone and you didn't bother to prosecute them. Mm-hmm. Somebody killed someone and you just go, oh, I know what happened here. Your ego gets in the way of solving a crime. That's psychotic. That's really insane. I don't get it.
Well, we have an election coming up.
Ooh, yeah.
Everybody should remember that county prosecutors are elected officials.
Yeah.
And it matters who's in charge of your county. So pay attention to that post.
Yeah, Amber, I tell you what, it is 2 weeks away, and I cannot wait for the vote to come in and do whatever they want so everyone can just shut up. Oh, my God, Amber. It's just so far over the top.
It's ridiculous here in Minnesota.
Oh,
it's ridiculous.
Amber.
You guys realize, though, that they're not going to shut up.
Well, they have to.
They'll shut up once we transition over to like a monarchy or a
we'll get a monarchy going.
Despotism or something like that. That would be the upside of living in like a, Star Wars Empire kind of situation. No one can say anything bad about Darth Vader, so you don't have to hear about it because he'll just choke him.
Amber, the thing I'm worried about now, and it really does concern me, and I've been talking about it. I also do a morning show in town and the afternoon show here, and on both shows I've been talking about for the past year how things are getting worse and worse and worse. And I'm of the age where I was a teenager back in the late 60s and early 70s, and we're headed down that same path where about, six, seven people were gunned down in the streets, and I'm talking about from the President of the United States, his brother, Martin Luther King. We are headed that way again, and it's terrifying. And then I get up this morning, and I find out that somebody was sending bombs to the Clintons, to the Obamas, to CNN. Amber, this is terrifying. It really is. It's getting worse instead of better.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I wasn't around in the late 60s, but for many reasons, I've had to do a lot of research on it. I wrote a book on the Kennedy wives.
Sure.
And I lived in Detroit, so the riots were something you had to understand to be a reporter there. I don't think it's hyperbole to say it feels like some of it has to be similar.
Oh, I agree 100%. Yeah, Detroit, Minneapolis, my neighborhood was set on fire here in Minneapolis in 1967, 68. I think it was 68, wasn't it? When did Detroit burn? Was that 68?
Yeah. 68.
And by the way, Amber, way to point out, yeah, Tom, I'm nowhere near as old as you are, but yeah, don't worry about my feelings, Amber.
Yeah, I'm not the young one in the newsroom anymore, so I've got no ego about that.
I love that, you know, I know writing books is a lot of work, and it's hard to make money doing it now, which is unfortunate because most people don't sit down and read any longer. I don't know why that is, but I love the fact that you're hard at work, you're putting out books, whether it's Ms. Andes or whomever it is. This cannot continue where people are refusing to prosecute, people are refusing to even examine evidence. Just because they don't feel like it, or there's a political bent to it. Oh, really? Well, that guy did that. Well, I don't like his politics, and they just don't investigate.
That's more the case.
Oh God, yes.
That's more the case.
Here, Amber, almost everything in this state, and I mean everything, is political.
Oh, it really hideous. Is. It, even if you read that they stopped charging anybody with marijuana sales in downtown.
Yep.
Because they said, and the story actually says this in the story of Star Tribune, that 98% of the people arrested were black.
Yeah, 41 out of 42.
So they had to stop.
Why?
Because they can't arrest black people.
Here's what I don't understand. Amber, maybe you can help me out with this one. Are we ever going to get to the point with all these highly educated people where we treat human beings all the same instead of setting someone aside because of their orientation, their race, their gender? Are we ever going to treat everyone the same, do you think?
I have faith.
Good.
I have faith.
Okay, so
eventually,
you...
Eventually, I think. So.
Okay, I hope you're right because yeah.
Tom, me and you will be dead. Tom.
Yeah, Amber was just going to point out. Well, yeah, but Tom, you'll probably be dead by the time that goes. I'll still be alive, but Tom will be dead. But yeah, you know,
we'll be dead.
Amber, you're a terrific interview.
Well, thank you.
Well, you are. I enjoy talking to you. The whole situation frightens me because somebody dropped the ball somewhere, or maybe I don't know. Like I said, I don't want to get into the end of the book. Somebody dropped the ball. Somebody was lazy. Somebody just didn't care. There might have been politics involved. It's disgusting to me, yep. Amber, and I appreciate your work on this.
Well, thank you very much. And pay attention to your prosecutors.
Yeah, pay attention to your prosecutors.
That's my parting advice.
Okay, my parting statement is this, Amber. Next time you come on, I'll try to be younger. It'll be difficult, but I'll give it a whirl. Thank you, Amber. Great talking to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Accused, the unsolved murder of Elizabeth Andes, written by Amber. I liked Amber a lot. Yeah. Amber, a nice person.
Most Ambers are.
How about that?
What's in a name?
It's Amber, and her friend's name is Amanda. You got Amber and Amanda.
Amber.
Amber.
We shall be back. Right after this, Tom Bernard Show.